You're listening to Out of Bounds with Dota. Lose your eye.
We're back.
What's happening?
Hope you missed us. Out of Bounds coming to you live from Macomb Township.
We didn't get the hello, everybody.
Nah, changing it up.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Just get right in there.
Hi. Welcome. I'm trying to get rid of my announcer voice. If you're listening for the first time, check us out, outofboundsdetroit.com. You'll find all of our information there where you can find our podcast, our social media pages. Rate us, review us, subscribe. We'll love you for it forever and ever and ever. Guys, we got a lot of good things to talk about today.
Oh, it was a great week. Forward to the great show. Weekend.
Good
great
sports week.
Let's go.
Up and down at work.
Yeah.
Working with our guys. Mark knows all about it. Emotional. Wrecks these guys back and forth. I quit. I come back. I miss you. I'm sorry. I hate you. I love you. God, come on back. work. Weekend great. Worked out like crazy this week. I'm in another fitness competition with my wife's nephew.
The guy who lost
that's
you?
Why yeah hence all that protein you seen that I picked up at Costco the other day.
I saw that,
so that feels good.
You load it up.
I gotta get like 200 grams of protein in a day, which is like nearly impossible to eat that much. And he's got the lead on me right now, so and I'm only 2 weeks
is this
left.
Another body fat percentage?
Yeah it's another body fat, and I got 2 weeks left, about 2.5 weeks.
And how long has this been going on for?
2 weeks.
Like how? So you're doing a month challenge?
It's about a month, about 4 week challenge, roughly.
So I know you've obviously done a lot of research. Well, like how much could you lose?
The research is like yourself teaching your body. You get to learn about your body, how it just digests protein and what an intake and how much you got to take not to lose weight. So it's not about like not eating and skipping and losing weight. You got to actually gain weight and muscle and lose fat. Yeah. So the body fat percentage goes up by the muscle percentage you gain. And that this machine we use at Lifetime tells you the muscles that you gain. So every time my muscle percentage goes up, which means you got to work out hard.
Right. Yeah.
Right? Yep. Like a bodybuilder.
Oh, yeah.
And at the same time, the only thing you're eating is chicken, protein bars, protein shakes, eggs. Yeah. Like I'm boiling hard-boiled eggs like every other day. And then my kids eat half of them, so I got to do it again.
The worst.
Yeah. So doing that, then you can't do too much cardio because then you burn more fat, which then eats your muscle. So you got it's all balancing, man.
Oh, see,
it's
I'd be good at this. I hate cardio.
I've been doing yoga, too, to try to balance it a little bit, and the yoga has been fantastic.
So what do you think you could lose in a month's time? How much body fat? How much
percentage? Well, over the summer, we did the one, and I went from 10.5 to 6.5 6 weeks.
Wow.
And I won by 1 point, percentage point, which is a lot.
Wow. Yeah, it is.
In 4 weeks, a person could probably drop 5 to 10. I think it's easier for a person who's in their upper teens or 25% to drop to 20
helps,
or 15.
Right?
But when you're like at 10 to try to drop to 4, it's a challenge.
No, yeah.
You know, from 25 to 20, you just, you know, it's dieting. It's mostly dieting.
Yeah,
you lose that fat, and then you work
Jeez.
Out. So. But no, it's been great. I did yoga this morning. Oh, my God. Yoga this morning, dude.
Exhausting.
Yoga this morning. I go to this 9:45 class. Packed. I didn't realize it was going to be packed today. So I'm like literally up against a corner wall. There's like probably 40 people in a 20 by 20 room.
That's about all the space you need for yoga, right?
Sweating, bro. Sweating. Yoga pants all over the place, all up in your grill, right? So I'm stretching out. I'm doing this. I'm like bent over, like straight touching my toes, just trying to hold this pose. And the yoga instructor comes over, and they do this like nice little touch, like out across your back. You don't see them coming.
Mm-hmm.
They're sneaky. They walk around and they talk to you. They try to get your mind. For one more second, hold it for one more second for this Sunday, this beautiful Sunday. Let
free
your
yoga
mind
lesson on out of
breathe. Una kankrasana. But all these like words, right? So you're just going with the flow, and then they come up. She comes up behind, dude. She's just like a regular sized woman, okay? Just like. Average, not too small, no, just average. She comes up behind me. I'm 6'2". She comes up. I can feel her touch my back. Sometimes they just push you a little bit more to hold it, and I'm just like, okay. She comes back around, and she goes, move your legs off the mat. So I'm bent over, touching my toes.
Bent over,
straight.
Spread
knees,
your legs.
knees,
were her
knees
hands
straight,
on your shoulders.
Right, check it out. So she goes, my head's down, right, and bent over, right, touching my toes straight. My knees are straight. I'm stretching all lower back, hamstrings, stretching like a mother. She comes over. She goes in front of me. Puts her legs over my ears. So now my head is between her legs, bent over. She's facing, looking the other way. Right. She pulls me forward. She bends over now towards my ass, The head goes towards my ass. She's not like in my ass, but she's like, oh, I'm sweating like a motherfucker.
She farted on your neck?
I'm sweating like a dog, bro.
Like an upside down 69.
Like, shit, I'm like, I got to be stinking like fucking sweaty balls, all right? So she fucking, she comes out, she grabs my hamstring now. We're like fucking sandwiched.
Yeah.
I'm like,
fuck
okay.
What is going
I'm
on?
I'm like, what do I do here? Now, I'm like, I want to make sure I hold the pose because now instructor's all over me.
Now you got to buy her dinner.
There's 45 people in this class, bro. They're all looking like while they're doing their poses. She lifts me. She straight up lifted me from the hamstring to like this position where she's holding all the weight on her feet, but without using her arms. She just pushed me into her. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about, dude.
Do you have a cigarette? After
no, then she put me down, and I just at a certain point when she grabbed me, I could feel her trying to lift me up, and I'm like, I'm on my toes now. I'm like, fuck yeah, I gotta let go. I'm here. We're here. Right. Let's just do it. But she fucking straight up lifted me, dude. It's like 140, 30-pound woman just lifted me, dude, like in a basic yoga pose without any pressure. I was fucking amazing.
I'm going to need you and Mark to reenact this after the show for our Instagram page. I want to see it.
That's hilarious.
I want to see it.
No, but I felt great. I feel good today. I feel good this weekend. It was great.
Good. I had a busy weekend. I was out and about, you know, just trying to get some errands done.
My weekend was good. My week. Yeah.
You know what?
Hey, thanks for asking.
I came across a store.
Your next, Mark. Let Dota get his in.
I came across a store that you see things that you're like, how is this place still around?
Right.
I passed a Family Video. Fully operational.
Michael fucking loves Family
they
Video.
They had a now hiring sign up there.
Wow.
Like in this.
What are they selling? Porno videos probably?
Can you tell me why they're still in business?
Probably a big porno section.
I thought the same thing. I said, why is this place still in business? And I'm like. Porn. They got the porno room.
They have to, right?
Yeah, they got the porno room in the back, right? It's a special entrance. Not really. It's just a door back there. It just says adults only.
It's a curtain.
You know? You got to go back there. You don't need a password or anything. But they've got...
But you have access to all those kind
old
of things.
Old people don't know how to use the internet and search porn.
They still have VHSs and stuff?
They are...
Maybe
I'm
that's
sure
70,
DVDs
maybe,
now.
Maybe like the 70s porn shit. Maybe
I'm telling you, that's
shit.
The only reason.
You remember those 70s videos my dad used to have? We used to sneak out of the box
oh
and watch them.
God.
70s old ass big
I remember,
fucking.
I remember our Uncle Vaso's Playboy magazines and Hustle magazines underneath
Hustle?
The sink.
Hustler.
In that little bathroom.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
it had the cushion.
Yeah.
The cushion
yeah, the
seat.
The ripped cushion where, you cut where the cushion ripped to cut your fucking leg.
Yep.
So you got the squat.
You sit down and go.
So the point of cushion.
You sit up and go.
You get cut. Yeah, the 70s shit.
But he always had it underneath his sink, tucked.
Man, because he was jacking off. Fucking.
Okay. I mean, I did bring up the porn section in Family Video. I just can't believe this place still exists.
I don't get it how they're still in business just because of that section.
Mark, you still have that tape from Family Video?
Who knows, man? Maybe there's just
I know why you
maybe
brought
there's
this
just
up.
Some crazy people who go there and because they don't want to go on the computer, maybe because
you,
they don't want to get caught. Who knows? I don't know. From their wives, they got the video, little VHS still in the back. Who knows? Or the DVD, right? I don't know. Go on computer, you might get caught from your wife. I don't know, or maybe I do. I don't know. Maybe I do.
I gave Dota my old number one time.
Oh,
that's
the
Dota.
Greatest story. All right, real quick on a long story. My very first phone. I dropped in the toilet. My dad wasn't buying me a new one. I was out. I was 16 years old.
Yeah,
I need
he
a
said,
new phone.
Fuck you. You're not getting
Mark
that.
Had just switched to Nextel. So he's like, hey, I got this phone. He's like, I don't need it anymore. You can have mine. Just take over the account payment.
Yeah.
I'm like, great. I didn't have to change the number.
Yeah.
Just change the name.
And it was the best number.
All of
I
a sudden, I'm getting
up.
Calls for Family Video. Hi, is Mark? I'm like, no, he's not available. Because at first, I'm like, I'm not going to just brush everybody off and say he no longer has his number. So 3, 4, 5, 6 calls in. I'm like, he's not here. Can I take a message? He's like, yeah, it's so-and-so from Family Video. I'm like, what can I help you with? He's like, oh, he's got a video that he needs to return. He's overdue. I'm like, okay, well, can you tell me what it is so I can tell him?
Now you're just trying to figure it out. Totally.
Oh, I was digging. I was
boner
trying.
Jam.
No, what was it? What was it?
Probably like Boner Jam 69. Oh, fuck.
Boner Jam.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe it.
I still owe that place money, dude. I never returned that shit.
Oh, my God.
They're
obviously still open. They got your account, so. Charging you interest
see,
for 20 years
we should
now.
Go
just
see how much
alone,
you owe.
Your,
how
late,
much you
your
owe.
Late fees are
that's why they're still in business.
Yeah, Michael's late fees.
They're waiting for Mark to show up and
how
are
they still bill? I haven't been paying them.
That's fantastic.
My God.
You know who's got a boner right now? Detroit Lions fans. Stevie's not here to
do
be
they?
With us.
I think they're like on the opposite side.
Oh,
no.
They got another win.
To lose.
They got another win.
They got a win, man.
They got another
what
win.
What are they at? 5?
4.
4. What did we say?
4
6.
And 6. We got 6. We got another 6 wins.
They were just talking about how they want them to tank now.
They did all right.
I think they're more disappointed than happy.
Listen, they played an impressive game against the Carolina Panthers. That's not a team to sneeze at. I thought they played well.
They had some bad drives, but they played well. They had some bad plays.
They needed to win, Panthers. They got a playoff hopes. They got to get
in
their
Panthers
liner.
Panthers needed to win to, you know, keep their lead in their division, but you know, they're a formidable opponent in this NFC. So going on and beating them is impressive, but here we are again. Lions. Just when you think you know, you got fans saying, tank, tank, tank. Here we go. It's a perfect time now to just tank. And they go and win a game that they're not supposed to.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, no pressure.
Just another game that they're not supposed to win that they go on and
that
win.
That first drive was so impressive, watching them, how they move the ball. That's what I've always been looking for from the Lions. Is just that looks like an elite team. Run, pass, pass, run. Dude, like, just, you know, he got like 40-some yards on the first drive, carry on.
Yeah.
Galladay had three catches for like 60 yards on the first drive.
The jury's still out on the injury, but it appears to be a knee injury, so we'll see what happens there. I think any hint that this could be even mild, they probably will just start taking it easy with him because you can't afford
him. He's a good running back.
He's going
to
be
good running back. Sure. He's been a stud all year. As soon as they finally committed to him,
good young running back.
He's been showing, you know. But this is even the games that they win like this, they're just not fun to watch. I don't know if you guys hear about the local family who divorced the Lions.
No,
this
tell
week.
Me about
so, Metro Detroit family. They just said, you know what? It's a wife and husband, and wife, and I think it was two kids. They're like, We're divorcing the Lions. They wrote like this long post on Facebook, and they're like, Sunday. Like, I mean, they had their house decked out in Lions. I mean, they brought out all their clothes that they were just shipping away, trying to donate, whatever. They're just like, Sundays aren't fun anymore. We are a big football family. We love football. We've loved the Lions since forever, and Sundays just are not fun anymore, and we are moving on.
Good for them.
Is his name Donnie Nicolai?
Donnie.
I think we've had this conversation with him.
I'm so sick
of those fucking Lions.
He went from
fucking get me excited, then they lose. Oh, I'm done. I don't want to be a fan.
Well, I mean, I love this family for it, because isn't that what you're supposed to do when you're not getting out what you're putting in? You're supposed to move on. This happens in life with relationships. It happens with jobs. It happens with family members. You got to divorce.
It takes a toll on you.
Steve has told us on this show.
He ruins his day.
Emotionally invested in this team, win or lose. Right now, he's probably on a high because they won and they beat a respectable opponent.
I'm thinking Stevie's more upset that they didn't lose for the tanking theory.
Listen, I'm going to be.
Telling you,
let me make
I think
the
unpopular.
So. Happy as shit. Right
let
now.
Me make.
I don't
the,
think so.
Let me make the unpopular comment about their win. I don't know that the Lions won this game. This is more about Carolina losing this game.
Yeah.
And I know Lions fans who are listening to the show are going to say, oh, that's such a cop-out, and it's the same old Lions mentality. But that's what they did. If Carolina goes for the tie for the extra point instead of the two-point conversion, it was a bad throw to Cam, they might be winning this game.
Yeah, overtime, probably.
You know, and it just – here we are again with this team. Emotionally invested, 1 week you're high,
well,
1 week
it,
you're low.
I
just,
it,
it's just
I, yeah, I said it before. Like, what are the expectations of Lions fans these days? 8, 9?
I don't even know what it is.
Like, if you got 10 wins, like, when's the last time that happened? Like, 10, 11 wins. Like, when did that happen? Their expectations are not there. So they're like, let's just try to get to 8 so maybe we can sneak into the playoffs.
What was the most wins they had with Caldwell?
Well, they came off. They had a 10-win season. Yeah. They came off 9, back-to-back 9-win seasons. But here's the problem, though.
9-win seasons that are really close to being 5-win seasons
every time.
Thinking
of it now,
like
those
games that
we
won, we didn't smoke nobody. When they could have easily been 6, 7.
The Lions aren't the, you know, run people out of the arena kind of team.
Not even a team.
Right,
like once. And how about once every 2 years?
Listen, there was a writer early in the year in the preseason that everybody laughed at and said the guy's just trying to make a name for himself about Patricia and his practicing methods and how he was losing the locker room early in the season. I think everybody owes this guy an apology, because when you go back and look at these games week to week to week, you don't see a lot of buy-in from players. You don't see it on the field. You look at the body language. Patricia, so arrogant. I am so sick of him. The way he treats reporters and the media. Listen, I am all about.
You should hate Belichick then.
No, here's the difference.
Well, he wins.
Oh, here's the difference.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a prick,
you got to win.
You got to fucking win.
Yeah.
Okay? That's why Popovich gets away with it. That's why Belichick gets away with it. If you're going to be that guy, You have some. You
that
have
was
to show
a human nature remark, though. That was a human nature remark.
Which one?
He said to that guy a few weeks ago when he said, you know, straighten up and be professional. He's probably the dick reporter who comes in there.
Maybe.
And it's always
not just
fucking
that.
Firing
but
at
it's
him,
not
right?
just that.
So under when you're stressed out, what if you're at work, Mark, and you're having a stressful day, and you got the same fucking asshole employee making smart-ass remarks to you about, just making marks.
What do you expect, though,
and even if it's
here,
not his fault, he makes a smart
what do you
You're
going
to snap. You're going to snap. Let him snap. No problem with that.
That's not the one I'm talking about.
You should know what you're getting into.
This week.
So he's allowed to do whatever the fuck he wants.
I am not.
Belichick does the same shit all the time.
The media's job is to ask the questions, okay?
Yeah. Right.
I don't have a problem with coaches not liking the question or not wanting to answer. The media's job is to ask them. They have to ask those questions. That's their bread and butter. That's what they do. If you don't like them, that's fine. If you don't want to answer them, that's fine. But they're going to continue to ask the questions that people want to know the answers to.
I think it was more how he was asking.
That's probably it.
The one guy.
It doesn't stop there. It's you go and have a practice outside in the snow when for the next month you're playing guys indoors. You're playing team. All your games are indoors. So, of course, when you're losing.
What was his theory
when
on
you're
that?
Losing.
What was his theory on
he,
that?
He came prepared with a statement the next day. The
problem.
See, the interesting thing with the way Patricia runs the show is he talks before practice. A lot of other coaches talk after practice.
Okay.
So he would have been able to answer those questions right after, and it wouldn't have been a story.
Right.
The problem is you're losing. You're disappointing. Having a shitty season. All of a sudden. Yeah, you're going to raise some eyebrows when you send your team out in the field to practice in the snow when you're playing indoors. So his reasoning is, well, sometimes the turf is bad for players. It's not safe. And as we're adjusting to different playing environments and this and that. So you're going to tell me playing on the turf is less safe than playing outside in the snow?
I don't get it.
Like what?
Still don't, understand how that makes any sense.
He came prepared with a statement.
They're going to play Buffalo in Buffalo or something.
Right.
He came prepared with a statement the next day because it blew up into that kind of. And then when he answers it and reads the statement, he says, "Is that okay for you, you head coaches out there?" So he's calling out. I don't like him from that standpoint. I would be totally okay. This might be the first time in my life as a Detroit sports fan that I would be totally okay with the new guy getting shipped out of town at the end of the season.
Listen, I don't mind it.
You
mind it.
Made the decision to come here and coach here, the Lions, which had all but unsuccessful seasons in how many years now? You have to know what you're getting into. You know you're going to get killed if you don't produce. You know it. You're just coming from New England, which you were used to winning, and now you chose to come here, which we have a losing culture. Fucking deal with it. Deal with the questions. You're going to get them all. You're going to get all the fucking questions. I don't blame the reporters, the media at all for drilling him, especially for doing stupid shit like that. Like you mentioned,
a lot of sense.
Playing outside when your next games are indoors. I don't get it. Like, nobody can figure that out.
He just strikes me. He strikes me as
that bothers me.
The only thing I disagree with you guys on it is that I don't mind his responses at all. Why does he got to have a generic, like, response?
No.
Why does he got to sit at the fire the whole time? Players don't do it.
Sit up. Be professional.
Kevin Durant didn't do it. Don't ask me that question again. Kevin Durant said that to a reporter. And I love how the media all over the country, all the shows, they always take the reporter's side. And they get mad at whoever doesn't answer the question. Because that doesn't let them do their job. So everybody fires at the players or the coaches. The media loves to come in and ask the questions right when the fire's hot.
You have to. That's the job.
Because you're trying to get raw emotions, bad answers, as well as the right answer. So you're asking for the right answer
you want
and
honest.
A high emotion.
You want honest
all
answers.
Sometimes when you're in a fight, when you get in an argument with somebody, isn't the next day when you cool down, you kind of think more rationally? So the media comes in and wants to ask a question when you're hot and you can't think rationally. So they're looking for a story, dude.
It's
come
the
on.
Greatest
media
time
today,
for media.
Listen, media time today wants to be famous. Media wants to be. It's not the old school writers and journalists that you always talk about. Don't mistake media for journalism or social media for good journalism. The good journalists were good. Okay, they were fiery back then, but now it's like as soon as I get that hot story, as soon as he says something bad about Draymond Green, Durant, I got the story.
John, why though?
This story said that's
because it keeps getting repeated all over the fucking internet. So their questions and their
reactions.
That's
what I'm saying. That's my point.
Yes,
that's my
stick.
Point.
So,
that's what I'm saying. You're making my point.
Right.
So I don't mind his reaction when it's hot. So don't expect a guy who's hot after a loss or being questioned about a play to get hot. Don't get mad at him and say ship his ass out because he responded how he doesn't like the guy. If I don't like the guy, I'm going to tell you. I don't fucking like you. Sit your ass up. Maybe he was slouched over like this. You know, maybe he. Maybe you didn't see him. You didn't see what he looked like.
Yeah, you.
Maybe that guy has a bad relationship with him. There's a history in sports with reporters and coaches and players don't like each other. And they're always going back and forth. Sometimes they're not even trying to make a point. They're just trying to get some under somebody's skins. Both of them. Well, you know what I mean? Like Belichick will not answer questions. He hates the media. The media wants to get a kind. They're afraid of him. You know, and this guy, you know, who knows?
Patricia is used to
winning. He's a rookie. He's a rookie coach. He's going to learn that part. Those are the things that new rookie head coaches, I think, need to learn more than X's and O's. How to handle the media properly. How to communicate properly. They're the second. They're the defense coordinator. They don't say shit when they're on the sideline.
Yeah,
basically.
They never have to talk.
Right.
Previously.
You get what I'm saying?
But I think that.
Give him a year is what I'm saying. After the second year, the same shit going on. Peace out.
But that's the thing, though.
He's already impatient.
The bar was already set for you because Bob Quinn came and fired a 9-win coach and said, this team is better than 9 wins. Well, he's got virtually the same team with a couple of upgrades.
Yeah.
And they're not looking
pressure.
At 9 wins.
There's definitely pressure on the coach.
I get it.
Deal with it is what I'm saying.
The issue is I just think he's really arrogant, and I think it might even be even deeper than that. I don't think he realizes how arrogant he is.
Isn't before we picked him up, you were saying, we got to get this mad scientist. We got to get this crazy, tough, real guy. Doesn't arrogance come with that?
No, it does.
So you can't say, do your job, don't answer the question like a dick, but then be arrogant and cocky. Like, bring that to the team because we were lacking that. We had Caldwell. Don't forget we had Caldwell. On the sideline. No emotion. Now we got a guy with emotion who yells and everybody's yelling at him.
He's not answering it the right way, though. He's
Is there a right way? There's no right way.
He's calling out a guy to be more professional. This guy wears a fucking pencil in his ear, and he writes on laminate fucking paper. And his beard is out of control. His fucking clothes are out of control. Like, who am I to judge him? But still.
That's the part of it.
You know what I mean? Like, to judge somebody like that, you're judging somebody because he's not sitting up straight. Talk about the game.
No, to me, I know
what you need to do in the game. What adjustments you should make.
You come in here all the time. He goes, you come in here all the time with these questions or something like that. He said to him.
That's what it was about.
If you read that situation, it was about that. It wasn't just that one time. So that's all I'm saying.
That particular instance. But. You know,
I don't mind the grit and the roughness and the toughness.
Look,
I don't mind that.
That's what you want as a reporter. You want the raw emotion. Aaron Rodgers did it too, and he's like, come on, man. What do you expect me to say? I expect you to be honest. Tell me what you fucking feel.
Yeah.
So for a guy like Kevin Durant says, I just want to go out there and play basketball. Well, guess what the reporter wants to do? He wants to come out and report. That's his fucking job.
It's his job.
So
to
you
ask.
You can't have it
you're
both.
Not, if you're not
you just
asking,
it both
for this situation, the Golden State situation, I love them drilling the questions at
you
them.
It's awesome.
Because Draymond's such an idiot.
Well,
it's like he's just going to say what he's got to say. Durant's going to be passive aggressive and just like try to, but his emotions, his face shows one thing, and Durant says the wrong
drama
other thing.
Is so great for sports, and it's becoming even greater every day.
Yeah,
because, it's fantastic.
Because
you
can look at it every day on your phone and keep replaying it and seeing it, and getting different
reactions. Oh, well, there's always a new one.
But like the drama, that's just
a new
carries
angle.
Over. Well, you have it in the two biggest sports.
But
these other sports that are trailing should fucking. Think about throwing some drama.
Guys like KD have to be aware of what's going on. We talk about it all the time, awareness. What's going on? This looked to be, for the past couple of years, the most perfectly assembled team ever in the history of the NBA. Now, all of a sudden, you see one chance at a crack.
Yeah.
And then everybody's chomping at the bit. They want to know, so what? What's going on? Are you guys okay?
Absolutely.
Are you guys not okay? Are you guys talking to each other? Are you guys going to sleep in the same bed tonight? Or is one of you sleeping on a couch? That's how it works,
right,
man.
Right.
That's the sexiest team ever assembled. All of a sudden, shows like, hey, what's going on here? You got to ask
And
those
these other teams
man.
Are waiting for it to crack.
I don't know.
These teams are waiting for it to just blow up one day soon because they know it's so unfair when Golden State's rolling the way they've been rolling.
Yeah.
And you know it's unfair. So these other teams that are sitting, waiting, hopefully wanting to stack up and to beat them one day, they're loving what they're hearing right now. And I think. If we're going into that.
I honestly don't think it's that big a deal. They're making it. I think Draymond needs to get shut up. He's not playing tonight. They're sitting his ass out. He ain't got no hurt toe.
No,
that's
he doesn't.
Bullshit. This is an emotional
no,
thing.
I
and
said
they're,
that
and
too,
they're
yeah.
handling it the right way. They're bailing on his ass. Because you ain't shit, Draymond Green. You ain't shit. You're an average NBA player. Maybe slightly above. But if you're on an average team, you ain't doing shit. You ain't going to do nothing unless you're on a superstar team.
Totally
because
you're,
the way your skill set is, you don't have any great skills.
No,
you're a hustler player, dude. You're a modern-day Dennis Rodman who can hit a three, like, once in a while because sometimes they're brave.
Perfect way to put it.
So we don't need you, man. We could fill that void. And you are not the heart and soul of the team. I'm so fucking sick of these reporters and everybody saying he's the heart. How the hell can you be the heart and soul of the team? Because you're getting in everybody's face? What?
And you're
Durant
telling,
doesn't like that. I know that last year. I used to look at that, and it just looked awkward to me. But they were winning. I was like, hey, whatever. I just didn't look right when he would get in Durant's face. It just Durant was just like trying to be like, whatever, dude. We'll just keep this going, right? Like it just didn't look
how
right.
Are you?
Now in hindsight, obviously, 2020. Now in hindsight, looking back, I'm like, I knew he never was comfortable with that Draymond shit. And Draymond trying to push him and saying, yeah, I just want to put. We don't need you, dude. You know who's on our team?
I think
we play over that level. Like we play, we don't need anybody to get our emotions up.
They're more intelligent about the game than needing that.
Oh my god, give me a break, dude.
And I think people are saying it wrong. Like he's not the heart and soul.
He is not.
He's the tough guy. He brings the toughness.
Because they're so good on everywhere else, he can do what he does.
Exactly.
So he doesn't realize that. He thinks because what he does, they can do what he does.
He's buying it.
He's reversed.
He's buying what everybody's saying.
Mentally, he thinks because of me, they can make threes and get wide open. What the? I swear to God. Because you can tell how stubborn he is with the way he's handling this. He's handling it so bad. He's not admitting he was wrong. He's not in like, even that handshake I sent you guys on the thread, when I'm sure you saw it before, but when he walked up to him to shake him, there was a distance.
Distance.
When you're trying
already
to squash a beef, you don't just walk by somebody and get my
you
high
make
five
eye contact.
While he's shooting free throws.
You make eye contact.
You make eye contact. You say something, and you squash it outside the court, maybe in the tunnel. It doesn't have to be lovey-lovey, but you talk it. You talk it out if it's that important to him. It's not that important to him.
Yeah, I just –
It's bad. It's bad. He just pisses me off about it.
How can you – in the right mind – okay, I know Draymond's out of control. He loses it. But how do you say it? To the greatest, probably the greatest player in the NBA today, to the reason why you've won back-to-back champions, the MVP, finals MVP, back-to-back. How do you say it? We don't need you.
What?
Get out of here. Get the hell out of here. Like, who are, like, it's incredible.
You say that.
You can almost
say
it to anybody else but fucking Kevin Durant.
Oh, my God, of all
like,
people.
Like, of anybody.
You can say it to Boogie. You can say it to Boogie.
To Boogie, that could happen, too.
That makes absolutely no sense.
I don't care.
The reason why they have Boogie gives it a more of a reason to get rid of fucking Green.
Let's talk about what happened before Kevin Durant, because this whole conversation about the dynasty and this, okay, they're like on the cusp of being considered a real dynasty, the Golden State Warriors. I don't think they're there yet. I think they need this three-peat to be considered
a
dynasty.
I agree.
Okay, so they're right there, okay? And what's made that happen? Like Charles Barkley and some of the other guys have said, Kevin Durant made that happen. Because let's look back at the success that Draymond Green is talking about. Okay, the championship you won, the first one, you almost get no credit for.
Right.
You beat LeBron without Kyrie and Kevin Love, right?
Right.
73-win season, doesn't fucking matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter because you didn't win a championship.
You fucked up.
So you want to talk about the success. You've got a championship that's got an asterisk next to it, and then you've got a 73-win season that doesn't matter, that has all kinds of question marks because you didn't seal the deal.
Right.
So guess what? Everything you did before Kevin Durant is irrelevant. It doesn't fucking matter.
I don't know if it's necessarily irrelevant because it's sports. People get hurt. It happens. But
you need a little
there's always going to be an asterisk next to it. But
the 72-10 season,
I don't think there's
going to
be
that.
There's an actual asterisk.
But the first one was a hard grind out.
I
mean, it's coaching, and then there's players and stuff. It's a lot to it than just like two guys got hurt.
They need to ship his ass.
I mean, that helps. Don't get me wrong.
If they want any chance to keep Durant in Golden State, which probably won't happen anyway.
No, it will happen. The only way it'll happen is if you ship Draymond. That's the only way.
That's what I'm just about to say. They got to ship him.
That's only way.
They have to.
That's the only way. I ship him now.
Yeah,
right now,
we can get some good stuff for
his
fake
toe injury. I don't think it's fake.
No.
Like you mentioned,
you know what the injury is?
I think
foot
they're,
in mouth.
They're working on
that's
it.
The injury. Foot in mouth.
I think they're working on. I think they're working on.
That was
shipping.
Good, though. That was good. I like that. Foot
you know,
in mouth.
I'm not supposed to stop the show to acknowledge this, but we moved right on from the Lions right into this.
Well,
Warriors
a good segue.
Sorry about that.
No, it's
maybe
perfect.
It was my fault.
No, I don't mind it.
That seamless transition. I want
to. No, but you trade. You got to trade Draymond.
Like your life.
You can get something nice for him. Possibly, if Durant does a complimentary piece or another, you can get something good. Package it. You go after someone good. You know, another disgruntled. What is the NBA is everybody's mad. We can get the hell out of anywhere we want. Fuck contracts. We should just play free, like free. Like today we're gonna play with you. Next week we're gonna play with Golden State. Like that's how it is.
Seriously.
Look at Jimmy Butler demands a trade, calls everybody out from top to bottom. Like that's so unprofessional. That's what they're gonna do. That's why I said on the thread, go after Porzingis. He's hurt. He doesn't like being there.
Yeah.
He's delaying his progress. Send his ass to New York. Get Porzingis. Send his ass on a draft pick. I don't know. Whoever else.
If Golden State gets a lunchbox in return for Draymond Green, it'll be a win.
You can get more. No, saying, they can get a lot more for him, man.
I'm just saying.
Or you get rid of him, microwave. Get a lunchbox, and keep Boogie. And you keep
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So if he leaves, then all of a sudden
he's
these
so
other,
dumb. Oh, my God. Is there anybody in his camp that says, like, calm down? Can you imagine him just, like, hanging out and getting fights with his friends? He probably loses it, like, in the middle of like nowhere, out of nowhere.
This is the end of his career.
They can't
kill his career,
dude.
He killed. This was career suicide, is what he did. He'll go and get a contract somewhere. He'll make some money, but he's not going to be relevant in the world of basketball.
If anybody gives this guy a max deal, I don't know if I'm going to watch NBA anymore. He's eligible for a max deal. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah,
he'll probably get it.
He'll get it somewhere. Somebody will.
He'll probably get it, man. I can't wait to see what he does in another team.
It's
not going to be much. Perception is reality, okay? If you perceive Draymond Green as a top 20 player in this league, you're going to give him a contract. And I think for a long time on the Golden State Warriors, he's played like a top 20 player because they've camouflaged all his weaknesses. He's shooting like, I think it's like 29%.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's awful.
Yeah, so bad.
It's awful, and you said it perfectly.
I used to say it
yesterday.
I said he's the worst. Why is he shooting threes? I said, look at this. Make one. And then miss four off the backboard.
And the only stat that he has going for him playing in Golden State is assists. And why do you have that stat?
Exactly my point.
Why do you have that stat? Because the guy that you're assisting to.
The four guys?
We don't need you.
Right.
We don't need you. Get out of here.
Four other guys?
Yeah, we don't need you.
Social media on Instagram, they're showing all the highlights, right, of Draymond and KD patching things up. It's a regular dribble up the half court and a kick out, and he dunks it. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I could have done that. Like, they make it seem like he went out of it, made this fabulous play. Like, oh, my God. Like, he wasn't going to pass it to him. I'm going to hold it. Like, again. Like, fucking, you know, oh, they fixed it. It's so bad. And then these guys read it, and then they just think it's. Like, they're trying to fix a relationship through social media. It's so bad. Durant, too. He's insecure as shit, man.
He is. It's kind of.
He's so insecure.
It's disconcerting,
man,
to see him be that way because.
But on the court, man.
God,
fucking guy is a fucking.
He's a killer.
Yeah, I know.
He's
that's why I love him. You got to love him on the court, just like I do LeBron. I love him on the court. Off the court, two different guys off the court, but they're both shitty. They kind of are both shitty
off
the court.
They're not strong off the court. That's kind of.
They're not real.
Yeah.
They're just not fucking real. Like, or maybe LeBron is real, and that's just who he is. I don't know. But it just feels like Durant is really not a real guy jumping around. You know, he's from Washington, went to Texas. Like, he doesn't say anything local.
Right.
Like,
he doesn't have that. Yeah, he doesn't have that story,
the
kid from Akron, that whole thing.
It's just interesting.
He doesn't have that working for him. Do you think this is it for the Warriors? Is it? Can they win if Draymond stays?
Winning,
you think they can patch it up and he stays and they win another championship?
If you get Durant to stay, because you know Steph and Clay, I think Clay would fit. I don't know because he says he's not going to go to LA, but I don't know for some reason deep down I feel like something's going to happen on the offseason. Maybe this is the start of it. But if you get Clay, Kevin, and Steph to stay, shit, you can surround anybody with them. They can win again.
Are we talking about this year?
I'm talking about this year.
This year they're winning.
If Durant could leave midseason, then I would be like,
you'd
be
worried?
I don't know. But they can't leave midseason, so
they're
going to win
it.
We'll
take Durant
down
off the team. Do you think they can win the championship?
Without Durant?
Yeah. Tell me who beats them.
Well, they got Boogie waiting in the wings.
Forget about Boogie. Tell me who beats them.
I don't know. It's still a little early to see who's
a
threat.
Just like
who's
off the top of your
head.
Let's not
analyze. I think they can.
Who's going to be? Houston don't look good.
Nobody looks great.
That's how good they are. You just took off one of the best all-time scorers in the history of the game.
But
you almost say they're still going to win.
But they got Steph Curry still and Klay Thompson.
What I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
Steph,
yeah.
Klay is a spot-up shooter, dude. He can't get his own shot, man.
I think they're winning this year regardless of what's going on.
Not like last year. Last year they were better. Houston was way better.
For sure.
So that was only threat to them.
Yeah, if you ask
San Antonio, they're good. They're solid seven.
No, but the Denvers are scary.
Nah.
Utah,
say it, Mark.
Utah.
Say it. You're looking at me. Just say
what?
It.
What?
Say it.
What?
OKC.
Yeah.
They're a threat in the West.
They're always a threat in the West.
Without
Russ, they're playing.
Why
are they playing so good without Russ?
Because they've got players back, finally.
Yeah, but is that going to change when Russ gets back?
No. They're just going to be better.
Russ is a robot.
Right?
Hey,
should be.
They're
right.
Just
be
Russ is a robot.
I'm not going to fight you, yeah?
Russ is a robot, dude.
It's like riding a bike for him.
I just think that whole team is in on Russ.
You know what's great?
Yeah.
We know what we're going to get out of him.
Absolutely.
There is no, like, you know, a passive aggressiveness. There's no hiding. It's just he's going to play hard as fuck, and you better keep up.
You know what's great? That's it.
I mean, there's a lot to be said about that. For sure.
You know what's great about Russ being out? My boy Adams getting those rebounds. Russ ain't taking no rebounds from him. He had 17 rebounds last night. And then whoever has Paul George is fucking better.
Oh, in your fantasy you're talking? Yeah. What's he ranked? 80?
He's killing it,
Michael, man. Michael bragging about his 80s and 60s.
This guy's got
players.
500 points so far. I got 1,000.
I love you guys. I love you guys.
You get smoked by the worst team in the league. You're getting smoked by the 10th seed
right now. That has nothing to do with it.
That's fantasy. That's
fantasy.
It happens.
There's no games. Right. He's got like 7 games on me. Plus, I traded Butler. He missed 2 games on the trade.
Listen.
Chris Paul wanted to have a day off and just like look like he's slow and fat.
I know I'm a virgin fantasy player. Something I did not know. We're going to be going into like our playoffs in this fantasy league.
I thought it was regular season.
We're going to go brackets.
It is?
Like semifinals, finals.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
So you think your 80th ranked player is going to do, like, get up to 60?
Hey, if I get third place, I'm happy.
I don't know.
I want first place, of course, but some guys have fucking dominant players.
Maybe if you get TJ Warren back for dropping him for a 5-minute guy.
It's probably the only reason why I might beat Dota this week, because I dropped him.
We'll see. You guys got a good match going on.
We do.
I'm going to get you.
You might beat me. You're ahead. But
back-to-back losses, Dota, by me and him?
I know.
Oh!
Okay.
Oh!
Durant's got a score like 98.
Dota hates losing. He's so, look at him. He was down 150 going into Sunday with one guy playing. He's like, I didn't lose yet.
You guys are the worst.
He's like, I didn't lose yet.
You guys are the worst sore losers I ever met in my life.
Hey.
I thought he was.
I hate.
Then I met another one. You?
I hate. Hey, I hate losing more than I love winning. Yeah.
Am I right?
Hey,
big time sore
losers. You know who hasn't lost in a while? The Michigan Wolverines.
Ooh, Segway King over here.
Segway champ.
Yeah,
they
started out slow.
Yeah, it was a little
but
murky
you just
there.
Knew it. You just felt it.
I think they're pacing themselves. I think
I don't think they were trying to pace themselves.
No, I think they were kind of taking it easy, especially on the defensive end.
They were looking better.
They didn't look as great on the defensive end as what we've been used to seeing lately.
No, not at all.
I think they knew they were going to win this game. And they can pick it up. They did in the second half.
I'll tell you what.
But they're waiting for next week, man.
Steve said last week he was a little concerned about them playing this week.
He did, yeah.
He did say that. And like John said, it was a battle of attrition. You just had, you know, they're firing back, and then Michigan looks like the better coached, more adult team.
Yeah.
That's what they do. That's
any
what they
serious,
do in, the, in
any
these
serious
games,
injuries
right?
after seeing well, 12 guys fall?
Well, Winovich, they don't know what the deal is there.
Yeah, that was
shoulder.
Scary. That was
everything's
scary.
Come back negative, but you just don't know. And This is the hard part, all right? So you go in next week. I'm so glad we're done with all the other games because this is the game everybody's been pointing to all season long. You wanted to see these. Both teams keep winning. You wanted to see that because you want them to go in and play this game and have it mean something. And here we are. Michigan's got to go in and beat Ohio State. It's as simple as that.
They haven't been looking too good.
Win and you're in.
It's automatic. It's not automatic, but their offense isn't great. I mean, Ohio State's defense isn't good. And our defense is better than
that. They gave up 50. What was it? 50. What was that 50, score?
51.
They scored 50-some, but still, we have a better defense. So I think this should be a 2-touchdown win. I mean, depending on the Winovich plays, if all our defense is healthy,
I think the line's going to change a bit.
It should be a 2-touchdown win.
It's in
Ohio. I don't know if you'd see that. Yeah, you're not going
to
see that.
I just feel like it is, man.
I wish it was.
Not because it's going to be like a 54-30. No, it could be, you know, whatever, 21-7 or 28-14 or something like that. You know what I mean? Like just a 2-touchdown win is what I'm saying.
I'm looking forward to a good game. I think it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be one.
How about that kicker? Clutch. 5-6 field goals. What do you have?
Yeah.
Nice little dip right up the pipe. We've been struggling there, man.
Deep.
Right up the pipe, right down the thing. Oh, it was good, man. Solid.
I've seen a lot of curveball kicks, man.
No, that was the last one.
Even in the NFL.
That was the
last one. Ones that are going out, and then they're coming right back in. Are they doing that on purpose?
No, I don't think they're. I don't think they're trying to put English on the ball.
No,
dude.
Like how they do.
They're not trying to fade one in there, slice
it.
Yeah, like
it looks
shot,
cooler.
A little draw right
it looks
in.
Cooler, though, doesn't it? It's like, whoa, that's going out. Nope. Oh, that's coming in.
No.
Kicking has become very important since they moved that extra point back.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
important.
But you have one job. And there's kickers in the NFL that are missing five in a game.
That's
and that's That's all you're supposed to do.
A lot of kickers losing their jobs right away
this
year.
That's fucked up, dude.
That's a pressure that I don't want to know anything about. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah.
A lot of focus on the kickers. A lot of people fucking up. And
look, it's, you know, you've got more teams that are getting into the analytics part of it, right?
Yeah.
So you've got more teams, I think it's like 40% of the time now, are actually going for the two-point conversion.
Yeah.
Because, you know, moving that line back for kickers is, and they just haven't been.
If you don't have confidence with your kicker, you got to go for it. You just have to. You got to go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's going to get up there and try to make a 37-yard extra point.
Once they're in their own head.
Extra point, man. Mason, I love it. I love when they changed that rule. That was great.
Mason Crosby almost cost himself his career. He was
a
basket case 1 year, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
He had a bounce back year last year, and then he missed what was like four against Detroit
this year.
But once they're in their own head, there's no saving that.
Yeah.
It's game over. Back to Michigan though. It would be a colossal failure for them not to make the football playoff. Mm.
It's for all the marbles, man, this week.
All the hype. Now, you know, Steve has said they could lose to Ohio State, still win the Big Ten, but the way that everybody else won.
They ain't getting in.
Everybody else won.
If they don't win Ohio State, they're not getting in.
No, they got to win.
You got two losses. That's it. You're done.
I don't think there's a lot of traction for Michigan if they don't have enough of the national fan base, you know, to get the edge over another team if they lose this game.
I think this is the biggest game of Harbaugh's Michigan career.
I think you're right.
Could be.
It could be the national championship if they win. But
it's the best chance for him, too. It's not like Ohio State is just like one of the best teams in the country.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, the record is nice, but they're beatable.
The stars are aligned for Michigan to make the college football playoff and make some noise.
I think they got it, man. Shea Patterson looks nice and confident out there, man. The way he's running, he's making smart plays.
Dual threat, he's doing good, man.
I mean, he's not no Heisman candidate quarterback. No, by all means. But from the beginning of the season to now, he looks like a whole new quarterback.
Yep. I think Frank said it early in the year. Like, it was everything was too calculated.
Frank who?
You know, that Frank. Frank the Tank.
The guy who didn't want to come today?
He was hungover. Yeah,
I heard he had a rough Saturday.
He had a wedding.
Oh, God.
He had a wedding.
Was he drinking screwdrivers?
By the gallon. By the gallon. Every cup was a gallon.
Cranberry vodkas.
You know, but yeah, once Harbaugh let him loose, you know, he gained a lot more confidence, and then I feel like he's gotten better every week, and this team in general, you know, this week wasn't a strong showing, but they are making improvements week to week to week, and I think as a football coach and as a fan, that's what you want to see.
I like Harbaugh, man. I like his emotions in check this year.
I like him too.
He's got, you could see his intensity, but it's not out of control. You know what I mean? You can see when he's just like he's pissed that those offensive plays didn't get in, and we got to kick a field goal, and he's just like, God, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like great. You can see him. He's with his teammates, but he's not out of control like he was last few years. Remember, it was a smacking and pump and just
it was
saying stupid shit.
I think because he felt the pressure.
He's there right now. He's locked in. Mm-hmm. I'm liking him. I'm liking his odds of just looking at him psychologically.
Like, well, I've liked him. I think he's a great coach. I thought he was a great hire for this team when they brought him in. He
ain't going nowhere, man. Even if they don't win, he ain't going nowhere.
Just because I say he's on the hot seat doesn't mean
You ain't going anywhere. it ain't hot. Even if they lose, it ain't hot. You're gonna get 8-9 wins a season. That only lasts. Your seat gets hot if it's 5 years in a row and you don't win any Big Ten. You don't get to the playoffs.
Right.
Then they're gonna make a decision. But he's got a long time before.
Taste of success, so to speak, for this year only makes that. You know, makes people a little bit more jumpy, more antsy with Harbaugh. Because it's like, okay, you got there. You know, I don't think anybody thinks he's got the best talent offensively. They have a really great defense, probably top three in the country. I think Steve would argue best in the country. But where do you go from here? And that's going to be the challenge. So you've gotten that little taste.
Recruiting. Now you're going to have a better chance to recruit. Because if you end up being in the top four and going into playoffs, now you're going to maybe steal some recruits from the South or get some top players from the East Coast. You hope. Because winning, you know, helps a ton. So that's going to be big.
I thought Harbaugh was going to be the draw regardless for recruiting, but I think he's winning the state recruiting, and it hasn't been so much.
That doesn't matter,
countrywide.
Countrywide.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, you're going to get the best you can in your state, but you got to get those five-star guys, man. A couple of those. Yeah. You got to get that five-star quarterback, or you got to get that.
You got to get a five-star. Williamson.
You
got
to get Heisman candidate type of guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Those are the guys that if you draw one of those guys, then now we're going to have a chance to compete against Saban and these guys.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm with you. I think they're winning on Saturday, Mark. You got them. You think they're winning?
Yeah,
I think. we'll chalk up a win for Steve too.
Yeah, for sure.
He's a little concerned about something.
I think they're going to win, but they could lose.
I don't know.
They could lose.
No, he'll say, I don't know.
I don't know. The refs. He'll say the refs, three of the refs are from Cleveland or from Ohio. I'm telling you, there's going to be a controversial
Hedge,
call.
Hedgehogging coming up on Twitter all week.
I'm calling it right now.
Urban cheats. He pays all his guys. Everybody gets Mercedes Benzes to their house.
There's going to be one call in this game that's going to be a deciding call. And if it doesn't go in Michigan's favor, Steve is going to dig it up online and show us that one of the guys bought a house in Ohio, you know, 17 years ago.
I think the best thing about this rivalry is Harbaugh and Urban Meyer hate each other.
I know.
That's more than anything.
And all the fans hate each other, too.
So. Obviously, Mark.
I'm just saying, everybody hates each other.
150 years the fans have hated each other.
I'm talking about that coach and that coach.
There's just fire there. You don't really see that too often, like as much as this one.
And I love that. Like, this would be an interesting media week as they go in to prepare. Now you got to talk.
What would you ask him, though, if you were having that? What would be the first question you asked Harbaugh?
Why do you hate Urban Meyer?
Straight up like that?
No, it'd be...
That's not professional. He would probably say, sit your ass up. Get straightened up here. Ask a professional question.
I would be like this. is Urban Meyer a liar? Seriously, though, this rivalry that they have, like, I think the Michigan-Ohio State rivalry, I like that better than the Michigan-Michigan State, because Ohio State's had more success and they've been a
more value.
You know what I mean?
Like, more value. In the last 10 years?
And then, for sure. And then you throw the coaches in the mix, too, and it's just like
and
that
fiery
dynamic.
Like, the scandals, the personalities.
I think Harbaugh is crazy as fuck. Yeah. I don't think we see it enough, how crazy he really is. But I just read into like the way he talks sometimes, man. He looks like, have you seen some of the stories with his families and their ways?
They're kinda, for sure.
But I don't want to say weird, but they're kind of like
he does have out there.
They're out there, man. Sometimes he looks real spacey when he's answering questions. And you're like, where is his mind going right now? And then somehow he brings it full circle. And he's like a competitor.
He's a full on competitor and a football guy, dude.
He reminds me a little bit of the Mavericks owner, Cuban.
Cuban?
You look at Cuban, you see Cuban start talking, and you think he's like, "What is he going and what is he thinking?" He looks like a kind of like a weirdo.
Yeah,
but he fucking nails any kind of question you ask him.
And says
the right things. That's what
Harbaugh
is.
Sharp people. They're sharp.
They're weird, but they're sharp as hell. It's like they have both sides.
Amazing. Maybe Mark Cuban would sign Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, it won't work there in Dallas. No way.
I don't think Carmelo's career is over, dude.
Which part of it?
I'm surprised.
So which part of it? NBA or professional basketball?
I just think as far as his
big three or
what he has in his tank, he's not old or he can't like. It's not like he can't. He's getting his shots blocked. Like he
right
where I don't know. Obviously, I don't think it's for a contending team because of the way the style plays. But he could still play in this league. Is all I'm saying. He could be on a team, a shitty team, but he probably won't go. But like he could be on a lower like a Phoenix or like and just play basketball. But he's not. His ego's too big. You know, and he can't reinvent himself if he hasn't by now. And to begin with, I don't know that whole D'Antoni relationship, and it just never worked in New York. That was a long shot, man.
It was weird, but there's so much more to this, though. Like, this is sad for me. You guys know I'm a huge Melo fan.
I've been telling you he sucks for 4 years now.
Yeah, and then you just said he doesn't suck. So I didn't say that. I just said his career's not over.
I'm still a Melo fan. He's a 10-point guy off the bench.
Ooh.
He's disappointed me in the last few years, though.
Listen, here's the thing.
I
still think, you know, for about a good 10 years of his career, he was one of the best scorers this game has ever seen. Period, in the history of the NBA.
I don't agree with that.
He was.
I mean, he was one of the best ISO players.
But I don't consider him one of the best scorers in history. I don't.
I do.
I don't. He doesn't have a range of a game. He has a jumper.
And a damn good one in the mid-range. That was where he's at.
Durant has everything to be a scorer.
To be a scorer, you got to be able to.
That's why Curry's a scorer. He gets into the lane for a small guy. He has floaters.
He got in the lane.
He has jumpers.
He's not just a three-pointer.
He had the ISO.
He was a great scorer.
People forget.
He's not one of the best of all time.
People forget.
I don't forget the New York days. I don't forget the Denver days. I don't get it. He was a high-volume guy. And he high was a volume. He had a lot of low percentage games, dude.
He had a high volume. A
lot
scoring.
Of low percentage games.
He was a high
Kevin
volume.
Durant, considered one of the best scorers of all time. Yeah, not also, high percentage.
He's
high
one,
percentages.
Yeah, he's one of
always
efficient.
Shooting around
for sure.
50%.
More, yeah.
But the game,
so if you're
efficient.
Not efficient, how are
he
you
a
considered to be
of
one
basketball.
Of the best? How are you considered to be one of the best if you're missing
we're
more than
40%
efficient. Of your shots? You're missing 60%. 65% of your shots you're missing.
Now?
The last 5-6 years.
Yeah. Like he's
he
not
had
been
16
on a,
years in the league. If the last 5-6 are bad, how is he considered? You just John, giving him 10? You said 10.
I said 10.
How does that qualify? That doesn't qualify to me.
Because that was in the prime of his career is what I'm talking about. I'm saying for 10 years of his career, I think he was the best scorer
not
in the history
enough
of the
to
game.
Say that he.
10 years is a pretty damn good resume, man.
No, not to me. I thought he was a great scorer.
NBA.
He's just a good scorer. And just
I think he's been a great scorer. He owned the mid game, man. The mid range game. Guys
there's
don't do
that
anymore.
There's a reason why he loses so much. His teams lost so much. There's a reason.
But let's get away. I'm not talking about his personality.
No, I'm talking about his game.
I think his personality is why more teams have lost.
A lot of people are saying because of this way the game is played today that ISO ball doesn't work. I say ISO ball never worked. It never worked. It only works when you need a bucket in the clutch. You go to your main guy
in
ISO.
Last season.
No, man. What do you mean?
Yeah, Houston?
No.
They did it all last season. That was their game.
ISO. No, man. There was everybody
ISO,
was hitting. Everybody
ISO,
was
hitting. ISO Paul,
he
yeah.
plays ISO because he makes 60% of his shots, so it's a disguise. It's camouflage. When you're playing ISO ball throughout the game, post-up ISO ball, like post-up for two-point fadeaway baseline jumper, you know that's all he does. That doesn't work with the rest of your team. It doesn't. It never did. It never did when I played. I hated it. I hate people when they ISO'd. It's just moving – and the ball always is better when people touch it. It doesn't have to in the past it didn't get moved like the way it does now. They didn't move the ball the way
right,
it does. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
like,
before
like,
it even gets
yeah,
to like 15 seconds on the shot clock.
Let's talk about the prime of his career because the game wasn't played like it is today.
No.
So those 10 years
but
that
I'm talking
about is a completely
why he didn't
different
win.
Game.
Why he didn't win. The players
I'll tell you why he didn't
win.
I'll tell you why he didn't
win. They couldn't play with him.
Who's the second best player to ever play with him in the prime of his career?
I have to think, man, because I wasn't a big fan of him.
An aging Allen Iverson?
No, he had some.
A retiring
well,
Chauncey
then,
Billups.
Also, back then they
Come
didn't
on,
really
man.
Stack their teams back then too.
I know,
so you
but
can't
he's
go
never
there.
Had
you
premier
can't,
talent
can't
around
compare
him.
Compare that to what they do now.
He was playing in the Western Conference when the Spurs and
the
Lakers
playoffs.
Were
New
winning,
York,
man.
No, they just
that's
they,
what
they
he, that's the pinnacle of his career. That was the wall. That was the wall that he couldn't get past because he didn't have Hall of Famers on his team in their prime. Like, don't forget
what,
that. Like, listen, I'm not.
Up. They weren't
not
teaming
saying,
up then either.
I'm not saying Carmelo's an easy guy to play with.
I'm saying no one had a lot of guys stars to play with back then. No
I'm
one
not
did.
Saying
everybody was still doing the old school stuff where they're trying to beat each other.
I'm not saying Carmelo is the easiest person to play with. I'm just saying he's been one of the best scorers I've ever watched play this game.
That alone, scoring wise, yes,
I'm with you. And at a time when that game was relevant, when the mid range was relevant, he was so great at it.
When
and
you needed
he,
a basket,
he, that was
he
his
got
craft.
It. He got
now,
it.
If you want to knock him for never buying into defense and doing all that other stuff and not being more of a team guy, fine. Like you can do that. What I hate is what's happening right now and what people are going to remember him for is his last 3, 4, 5 years where he's been bouncing around from team to team because the game has changed and he hasn't caught up. Nobody's been smart enough to figure out how to make
it. It hasn't been 3, 4, 5. This has been going on for like 6, 7.
No, I don't.
You guys are not noticing how it started declining and how people were just like, why isn't he winning? You don't remember those years. You're just looking at the last three from the Phil Jackson time when Phil fucking knows, bro. I know it was bad, but he
that
knew
was
they
up with Phil,
I, he just did it wrong. But he knew that this is not going to work. What he wants to do with Carmelo, it's not going to fucking work. Anything's not going to work. The triangle, and then they said, "Fuck the triangle." But it was because of Carmelo.
Who else is using the triangle in the NBA?
Nobody. Nobody's using
exactly.
any plays in the NBA.
So you tried to use an offense that doesn't even fucking work in today's NBA.
Nobody's using it.
I'm
in
just
NBA.
Saying. Phil Jackson was a piece of shit in the way he handled that whole situation.
Totally.
That was he totally fucked that up. Be a fucking man. Go talk to Melo and say, listen.
He didn't want to leave.
Would you want
to
leave?
Why would you
want
to play for that organization?
That's where he got his money, man.
Like what? Like losing. Exactly my point. He loved be losing.
No, I thought
as long as he got his. As long as he put up 28 shot and made 12. And made 6 free throws and got 28 points, 26. I'm all right in New York. I got my 30 mil. That's what everybody's killing him for. He don't want to sacrifice shit. Now he's dealing with it.
Can we agree that Melo was not the problem for in Houston? Well, in Houston's slow start?
No,
can we agree
not
on
the problem.
That?
No, not at all.
So
he's
we agree.
Not the problem.
We agree on that.
How could a guy coming off the bench be the problem?
Wait, what?
Carmelo be the problem that Houston had a slow start?
I thought he was. Yes.
Well, how he comes off the bench? How?
The whole rhythm of the game itself.
Off the bench, kind of starting.
You're crazy.
He played. He played his minutes, even though if he didn't start or not. He played 20 minutes a game. Yeah. And any time he was in that court, that whole rhythm was off. I watched this game.
Because of ISO ball.
Yes. How do you tell me he wasn't the problem? And now
he's not the problem.
But he left. They went on a four-game winning streak.
That's coincidental.
When you're not starting,
how is that coincidental?
It's coincidental because here's why. First of all, Melo only played 10 games out of their 13. They had injuries to Chris Paul and James Harden on that team.
Get him, Dota.
And
get him.
Don't forget about this. They let two of the best perimeter defenders on their team walk in free agency.
We all know that.
That is the problem. That is the problem. That's why they're losing. They have no continuity on defense. They don't play defense anymore.
How are they winning now?
How many have they won since Melo left? Melo hasn't played three games.
They've won every game since he's left.
Coincidental, man. Come on, man. You're smarter than that. You can see through that.
What do you mean? How is that
coincidental? You can see through that.
That tells you something's working on the better side of it.
No, it doesn't.
Yes.
First of all, they got lucky beating.
They're so happy he's gone, dude. The whole chemistry was off. Everything was slowed down.
No, I don't think they're happy he's gone.
Melo wanted, like Johnny says, wanted the ISO.
Who bails on a plan 10 games in?
Paul wants the ISO.
Here's my problem with Carmelo. Here's my problem with Carmelo. In the last 4 years, you don't change your game whatsoever, okay? You've been shooting baseline jumpers your whole life. It's a great move, okay? I love his baseline jumper move. It's almost an unguardable move. I love it. That's all I like about it. But he did not adjust. He's working out all summer. He puts all these videos out the last couple years, right. On social media. And he's doing the same shit over and over.
Yeah, it works
the same
that lifetime.
Fucking move that we see for the last 16 years. He's working on still that same move. You got to redefine yourself.
Can I ask you something?
You got to adjust, and you got to start learning different moves. Why don't you just start going to the rack?
Let me ask you something.
As a coach, I say to him, hold on, let me finish.
As a coach or a trainer, I say,
let's work on get the ball in the post, quick turn, shot, move, or dribble. No ISO. Like, it's an ISO, but it's a quick ISO. Right. It's like, get the ball, turn, face, shoot. Not face, look, adjust.
Let me ask you guys something.
Step. That's 5 seconds. That's guys watching now. Yeah. When you can ISO without time. You can ISO without time. Get the ball, face up. Anywhere. I used to play ball with Frank all the time, and Frank used to do that. He used to back down, but he was a big guy, so that's how we played the game.
Yeah,
I used to say, Frank, go quick, man. Go quick. Why are you waiting? Why are you adjusting? Why are you looking? Just go. You're going to kill this guy. Just get the ball, one drop,
and go. Frank
lost
his legs. No. Same thing for Melo. When's the last time you guys seen Melo take anybody off the fucking dribble?
That was never really part of the game.
That's the problem. He doesn't have the legs anymore.
That's not what I'm saying.
He's just up, and then pull up. That's it. That's his game. That's all he can do.
Takes for the ISO. Like James Harden. I sent that text. They were blowing out Golden State, but he took 27 dribbles on one possession.
Right, through the legs
about 14 times.
That's his game, though.
No, I get your point. Go quicker.
It's still called an ISO.
Right.
Michael Jordan used to go ISO. He didn't take freaking 25 dribbles.
Right.
He's gone.
That's Harden's
game, he would roll around, they'd get the ball right to him, and then he'd make his move.
That's all I'm saying to do.
He didn't learn how to do that. I would have told him, let's get you the ball, but make your move quick.
He can't. He doesn't have the legs.
He can't move quick. I'm not talking about drive. You're talking about driving to the basket.
I'm talking about anything that has to do with quickness, he doesn't have it.
Quickness, man. Not physical. Time-wise, don't take
so much
time.
Just pull up real fast?
No, one dribble instead of 14 back-down dribbles.
Make your decision before you dribble.
He's not taking anybody back on the defensive end. He's not making anybody step back on him. Listen. Everybody's up on him because he doesn't have the legs to make the move.
Who knows?
The jab step to pull up quick,
it feels
man.
Weird that they gave up on him instead of just like cutting his minutes.
It's weird.
I feel like there's some kind of something with D'Antoni and him. Like, well, they just you know, it doesn't work. I think it's just like, you know, they had a meeting and were like, it's not going to work because maybe he started chapping, I want more time, or you know what I mean? Like,
well, he started a couple games because of injuries.
Yeah.
And he did – look, he had a couple games where he kept them in and they won a couple games – with him and without the other stars.
It's tricky at this time.
I think there are a couple things that play with Melo. One, I don't think coaches are being honest with him. I don't think coaches and GMs are being honest with him when they sign him. And I think it is because of his ego.
Yes.
And they're afraid to tell him that.
That's him.
But they're not doing
anything. No, they're afraid. They might, and he just doesn't want to listen to it anymore.
No, see, I don't think anybody's having
his best friend is LeBron chirping in his ear, telling him what to say.
His best friend is Chris Paul.
And he's got a fucking ego. He's got Napoleon.
Chris Paul should have fought.
Chris Paul thinks he's God's greatest gift.
CP3 should have fought for Melo.
He didn't at all.
I think he should have fought.
He probably knows he's the right.
That's his boy.
Maybe
man.
He did.
You can't.
How do you know he didn't?
You can't bail on a guy 10 games in, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
Can't do
it's
it.
Weird.
You
to
can't
me.
Do it.
It's weird to me.
You can't do it. It's the weirdest thing. And
but
it
think
just,
it's beyond basketball. I think there's something going
maybe.
On that we don't know about.
Maybe.
And,
I just,
and out of respect of him, the organization is just like trying to do it the best, cleanest way.
Maybe.
Right? Instead of putting out the dirt out there that
they've
this,
said
this guy don't get along with him.
They've said
now
all
he
the
says,
right things.
Now, if that comes out, they say, wow, he didn't get along with Phil Jackson, even though Phil's a dick. He didn't get along with this guy. Now he's not getting along with – he didn't get along with D'Antoni in New York. Now he's not getting along with him here. Is it mellow? Is it mellow? That's not a way to – that's how you tarnish somebody's reputation.
Yeah,
right?
Well, that's what Phil Jackson did.
So maybe
that's
they're
what
doing
he
maybe they're doing
hey,
him
look,
I think he could work in Philly.
They said,
well, I think Dota mentioned this
They
before.
Said all the right
I don't
things.
Think he can fit on any championship
off
team.
The bench in Philly.
No, I don't think he fits on any I think if he wants to play basketball, he's got to go
he's
to the
He's not
going to want
to go to nobody.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just telling. It's my opinion.
I think it's hard. I mean, John.
No one's going to win with him if you pick him up. There's no
off the bench,
you're not
he could be better than Fultz,
no, you're giving up time. You're giving
he could
up
be
defense.
Better than Fultz.
Listen, no one plays defense in NBA, which is what I want to talk about. But he really doesn't play defense in NBA.
Yeah, it's never been. It's never been part
and
of his deal.
He'll fit right
you know
in.
When, you know what the final draw? I mean, we don't need to go to the final draw with that note to know that and no one plays defense in NBA. Did you watch Jimmy Butler play defense on Kemba Walker last night? He didn't
no,
play
he
defense.
He scored 60 points.
No, yeah. But did you see how he was getting through screens? He wasn't fighting through screens.
He wasn't fighting through
that.
He
wasn't doing anything. No. He's supposed to be known as one of the best defensive players in the league.
Well,
that's where your NBA
but,
is going
but
right now.
But analytics.
The best defender, some of the best defenders in the NBA are not even playing defense.
First of
well,
all,
here's the
scoring
thing.
Is out of control. Everybody's getting
it's out 40s. Of control or out of control.
Out of control, scoring. And
I thought it was on out of control, like when you do like
player
auto
scoring and team scoring are out of control.
Well,
that just tells you right there.
But this is
team scoring 150, 140 every night.
Mark, it's
and
sexy.
Then you guys,
it's sexy.
I know it's sexy, but it's insane.
I know.
It's fun though.
Beyond the obvious.
I know.
I'm looking at it as a basketball purist.
Well, I know.
And going like, wow, dude, this but is getting really like video game-ish.
But this is it is it is.
Fun
but,
to watch though, right?
But. Here, it is
to
so
a point.
Much more fun
I like it, but I don't. Sometimes I'm like, "Come on, man, get through the screen,
no, listen,
dude!" Like, come on,
this
man.
Is what's
box
changed.
Him out.
This is what's
like. Did you
changed.
See Zach LaVine a couple of games ago? Come off the Michael Jordan tip dunk. Like, the number one rule is on that one. These are the little things that I'm seeing.
Yeah,
not the ball on the guy. That's obvious. You see that a guy's backed up 3 feet and he can shoot a three. That's bad defense. But like. You're supposed to – everybody knows that when you're shooting a free throw and you're on the three-point line and there's a guy there trying to go get an offensive rebound that you're supposed to box him out.
Yeah,
it's
that's
everybody knows that.
It's basketball 101.
Right.
LaVine goes in and gets – I mean, nobody – I think it was Teague.
Untouched.
Not – I mean, 5 feet away. No one boxing out in the post to even get him.
Another guy on Mark's fantasy team.
Yeah. Mark, that's – oh, Teague's been playing great. I look at Teague's ranking. I look at Teague's ranking. He's like 76.
You guys
well,
are
here's,
wrong, dude.
Here's
he's
what's
been hurt,
changed.
Dude.
Here's what's changed with the NBA.
You guys are wrong. That's a great pickup.
The analytics have changed defense too, because Jimmy. But the thought process is if Jimmy doesn't fight through the screen, that shot gets up quicker. Now I'm back on the other side of the floor a lot quicker, and I'm getting another shot up much quicker.
I
that's
like
that,
it.
That's what it comes down to, just getting more shots. So
I don't like
that's
it.
The mindset. That's the mindset.
One final thing about Melo, it's just I'm just sad. I'm just sad watching him go out like this.
He's done. I'm not saying he can't play anywhere.
I'm not sad.
Anybody.
I never was a fan of him.
I can't say.
I'm just sad.
Maybe there
him
is a
out
team
like
out
this.
There that could use him, but he's got
well,
no
I think
legs.
There's a team. I
he's
mean,
got no legs. All he can do is a little bit of a jab step, a half jab, and pull, and then even that's off the fucking glass, off the rim, bam, bam, bing. Like he doesn't have the legs. He can't take nobody. He can't.
He never took people really off the jump.
No, he
times.
Did. What do you mean
early
he took people
career.
Dunks
early,
out of
like
fucking
first, early 2000s?
He was
very early.
John, you got to rewind tape, bro.
Mark, I know more,
Carmelo
more
Anthony
about Carmelo
Anthony's
game
be,
than
volume
than
score,
be,
dude.
Be, like
just
Mark, be kind and rewind like Mark did when he returned pornos to Family Video.
Oh, my God. He's crazy.
I never
about Carmelo's game. I watched so much Carmelo. I never was impressed with that.
Because he didn't play defense. That's why.
I'll never be impressed with a guy who scores 50 and then scores 10.
You would love
I'll
to
never
have,
be impressed with a guy who scores 50 and shoots 28% from the field.
You would love
I'll
if,
never
if,
be impressed.
If you could have him
I
on your
impressed.
Fantasy
no,
back
no.
when he was playing in Denver
no,
and New York.
I don't want to talk about
oh,
that.
Oh, for sure.
I'll You'd never be impressed with a high-volume scorer who doesn't shoot near 50%. Sorry. I don't care who puts up 60, 70 this year. If I don't see that number around 50% from the field, I'm not impressed.
We're not
because
talking about
anybody
efficiency.
In the NBA, stars, all-stars, get 50 shots or 40 shots
yeah,
can put
can
up monster numbers. I said on the thread, look who's putting up numbers. Look who's
everybody.
Everybody's put every yeah. night. You got four yeah. guys putting up 40 points every
yeah,
night.
I
that's
just,
too much, dude. That's too much. That's what I mean by it's too much. I love scoring, but 40. Everybody's getting 40. Blake Griffin's getting 50. Derrick Rose got 50.
yeah.
Derrick fucking Rose.
Old ass. Two
Derrick
years
Rose
later,
got
Derrick
50
Rose.
Points, man.
Yeah. It's look.
Come on,
that,
man.
That's part of the change in this game, though. The style is allowing you to do that. More shots, less defense, and that's.
Oh, I wish they would flip it back because you know how when there's a trend that's too much, right? So like skinny jeans is popular for the last 6-7 years.
Yeah,
now it's going back to baggy.
Yep,
everything's coming back baggy. Yep. Baggy sweats. I just bought some baggy ass sweats. Nobody was buying them skin ass tight sweats. They're coming back. I hope the trend comes back. We're gonna allow hand checking. Like up in the grill.
I think that's
the guards where we can get up at top or in the post. We can elbow you and push you out. Let's get to that. Let's get to some physical basketball.
That's what the NBA has
done.
Now
let's see
who's skilled.
Let's see who's skilled.
And I love that about the NBA
because it's getting out of control. I mean, it's fun to watch at times. Don't get me wrong, I love it, but that's something I just don't like to see those give up defense. They're just giving up, Dota.
It's easy.
You're like, oh my! I mean, every night, every game. If we watch a game, we can get a video clip, rewind it back, and be like, look at this.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Steph Curry, no one around him. Oh, wide open three. 1 minute left in the game.
No doubt about it. It's insane. I think the fall for Melo has just been so fast. And I think it's for a number of reasons. I mean, listen, I don't think any guy in today's NBA can go. There are guys who accept their roles. The Lou Williams and the Jamal Crawfords, they accept their role. I'm coming off the bench. I'm still going to get mine.
Yeah. Well, they never were stars, so they look at it different.
But they became stars. But I don't think you can. I don't think there's a player in the NBA today that could go from being the number one option straight to the third option. Don't pass
no option within a year.
Like, don't collect $200. You know, like you just that,
no
that,
option.
You can't do that.
How about
you,
no options. Does he have any options?
No, and that's like
I, mean,
I don't think anybody
does he really have an option.
I don't think any star in any sport could handle that properly, and that's
how
hard,
does
man.
Farewell, his stupid.
He's
gotta
realize
how about
that,
his
though,
stupid
man.
Kobe oh,
not,
farewell he, tour go?
It's not gonna go.
It's
he's
not gonna go.
He's just gonna be. Listen, it will be the saddest. It's gonna be the saddest end to a career that I've ever watched.
Melo,
non-injury based. Not yeah. like it's right. just. It's.
It's not
it's
going
like,
good.
It's
ugly. I don't want to see that. Like, I don't like him, but I don't want to see how it's going. It's going weird. It's weird.
I want to see guys go out on top. Go out on their own terms. Like for me, the Wizards years with Jordan never happened because it was picture perfect.
Well, he had some 90, good games. 90.
Though, he did. He did. But still, you kind of saw. You saw him. You saw weakness. When he played for the Wizards.
You know what? I just saw him not really just cruising on.
I know, but
he was owner, man, of them.
Yeah, I know.
It was just him being him, man. I didn't really look at it like that. I really didn't. I mean, but I agree with you. Like, I don't think about Michael when in the Wizard years at all.
Right.
That's
how great
he
was. Scored 50. With still defense in the league.
I know.
At 40.
No, I know. It was awesome.
I know.
It was awesome. Okay. I mean, dude, he averaged like 17 a game, man. It wasn't that bad.
He was good. What
he
do you
shoot
mean?
A lot. He wasn't a volume scorer.
He didn't shoot. No.
He changed his game. He was passing a lot. He would get 5 for 12 and have 6 free throws.
Yeah.
16. Yeah. 16 or 18 and just be like, out the fourth quarter.
But it wasn't.
And he was just laughing on the sideline, chilling. Like, he was like, you knew, though, if Mike wanted to, he could get 25 every night.
Sure.
With the smartness, with being smart and just intelligent basketball and just hitting that little jumper with the pump fake.
How great.
The 500, he just kept getting pump fake after pump fake.
How great.
Pump even fake, turn around, pivot, pump fake, pump, and.
It was beautiful, but it was the first time he looked human, right?
I get
like,
what you're saying.
Like comic books, Marvel. When Captain America dies in the next Avengers, it's going to be sad, but that's where Marvel's great is they're going to allow him to die because.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
They're going to be real with you.
I get it, but Melo's not that type of player.
Melo has never adjusted. He's never changed and never was aware of what's going on in his body and what he can do now. He just thought he was always just going to be a star and always going to be a volume shooter. That's his problem. Maybe he's realizing it now, but it's too fucking late. Hopefully he gets another team. That's my problem. That's where I used to love Melo, and then as soon as he left New York, he thought he was still the same guy.
We are talking Melo tonight.
No,
wow.
But
it's like 15, 18 minutes.
He thought he was still the same guy, man. You got to fucking adjust, man. You got to know what you're capable of doing now.
It's not too late.
You can't.
Let's talk about something real quick, man, if you don't mind. I'm going to cut you off, Mark. But
you're going to cut me off.
Let's talk about Costco. I didn't get to put this in. We had so much to talk about in the beginning of the show. But I was at Costco yesterday.
You got sidetracked by family video.
Yeah, right? Family video is a fucking story I heard 4 times. But first of all, Costco and M59. I had to park by M59. I had to park two parking lots away yesterday. All right, and just cutting through that damn traffic. My point. I want to talk about the people. People in Costco are fucked up. All right, people probably in general are fucked up when they go shopping in that area. like, you know, we all talk about, and we'll probably talk about on the show later, we get closer to Christmas, M59. Stay away. Coming close. You can feel it.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You can feel it. Stay. It's cleaned up. It's more. It's nice. They did the rose, but you can feel it. The tension. I can feel it. Don't fucking stay in the middle of the fucking lane when you're trying to get into a parking spot.
Oh, they're waiting.
That the person still got the car walking to the car.
Yeah. Because
you're trying to time it.
Yep.
Don't fucking time it. Just keep going, man. Let me get it. Like, I'll let that guy get it. I'm like, I ain't going to wait. Let this guy get it. I'll go around and get the other one. That's how I ended up in M59. But fuck it. I'm fit. I'm the guy that parks in the gym. I park far. I don't try to get the closest spot. Unless it's like right there when I get pulled up. I'm like, fuck it. I'll go back there. I walk. Then you get to the store, right? You got to walk. You get to the store. You get to the cart. Okay. First of all, Costco does a phenomenal job of getting people in and out of there.
Yeah,
and their placement of all their stuff is just phenomenal. But here's my problem. The middle aisle lanes. Okay. It's people, again, it's just like out there in a parking lot. They stop in the middle, right in the middle, and they start making phone calls.
Yeah.
They start chit-chatting with their kids. You know how big those fucking carts are, bro?
Massive.
Massive.
I went to Costco.
And you got it. If you load that sucker up, that's like a semi-truck you got rolling back, right? It's overloading with toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
I got 150-roll package of toilet paper overflowing on top of my drink.
$17.92.
Yeah, right. So I got all this shit coming up, and I got this old lady looking at shit with the cart. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm squeezing out. I'm hitting shit.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
in line.
Bad.
Like, let's move, man. Let's move, people. Let's move. It's the holidays. Let's get going. Costco, the register people are yelling at the people to get everything going.
Yeah.
People at the register are yelling at the people, like, let's go.
Keep it going.
Like, keep it going.
Yeah.
There's a reason why they only take cash and one credit card. There's no time for bullshit. It's just like boom, 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 boom. But so fucking annoying, bro. Like, so annoying, man. I don't want to go there. Sometimes I don't go there because I see, like, the traffic.
It's
I'm like, I don't want to deal with people, man. People are fucked up, man.
Two of the most
dangerous. Secondly, if you're 65 years old, you should have to take a driver's license test again. You should have it. Bottom line, across the board, across the world. You're driving on the road and you're over 65. You can't be driving 35 in a 55, especially during holiday season or if you're near Costco. Yeah. You know me, man. You know what I'm thinking. When I'm moving, man. I'm moving. You got to move.
Why are old people at Costco? Why do they have to buy anything in bulk? It's like the clock is ticking,
you
man.
See some of them sitting on the sideline. You'll see them sitting on the sideline eating a pretzel. Like, yo, what are you doing, man? Let's move.
They're hanging out.
I don't know. 65, like, that's the time when you don't stock up on shit because you don't know when your time is coming, man. Don't stock up on anything. Well, I'm with you. I actually had to go to Costco twice in this weekend. I think two of the most dangerous places to be at this time of year are the aisleway and the parking lot of any
serious.
Of any store. People Fuck. Just have no regard.
Kroger's by my house, man. Fucking the register. I try to all self-check it. Even that is fucked up, too, sometimes, man.
Yeah.
The lines to get through there.
Yeah, it's people just have no consideration.
You gotta have a little bit of patience, man.
It's beyond
Costco,
that, Mark.
You gotta have
Mark,
a little
the guy,
of
coming
patience,
from the guy
man.
Who goes shopping with his family, the Myers, you family shop. That's what you...
Yeah, we go to Myers. We don't go to Costco's.
Marco,
we don't need to.
Marco gathers up the kids. He does. We go to Carts.
Well,
we
he's got patience.
He's got patience. They're looking at lists. Like, there's a list. Like, they do the checklist thing. They can bring it to your house.
John, I'm not... going a million miles an hour like you do. Anywhere you go with this guy, you're running. You're running after
him. You got to get shit done,
man. You
got to
calm down, relax.
No.
See what you need. If you got the I mean, come on. You're just boom, 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 wanting everybody to work your way, your pace. It's not going to happen.
I have never
It's not
going to
happen, bro.
I'll probably flip out of my family if I went grocery shopping with them.
You would, like, guaranteed.
Family date, we're all going to the grocery store. Let's go. Hell no.
I probably couldn't do it either.
Either you go or I'm going to go. You need to stop at Kroger? Can you stop at Kroger and grab this? Okay, I'm going to go. Can you stop it? Otherwise, we use the checklist thing. But the delivery system.
Oh, with
They come to the house. They bring you the essentials.
Myers does.
My wife
does. So Kroger.
Myers.
So,
they don't deliver to your house.
Myers.
Kroger.
Myers
does.
Kroger does the click list. You pick it up curbside.
Sorry, guys, to let you know. I do it every week.
Dude, I didn't know they started it, but
they
were
for like
a while.
6 months. I do it every week.
Oh, your Kroger does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yours right here doesn't.
Mine doesn't.
Yeah,
mine doesn't even do a click list.
No?
The click list is horrible. You know what? People are waiting in line down the street fucking up the gas station. The checklist, click list, whatever the hell it's called, checklist, they're in line, backed up, waiting. I'm like, by the time you get your shit, you could have got it yourself, lazy fucks.
Yeah.
Or deliver it to your house.
Yeah, I'm
but
with
delivering
you.
At the house system is weird. I don't know how Meijer does it, but they don't come with no sign.
Meijer's
no,
great.
They've been great, but they don't come with no sign. Does Meijer come with a sign that says Meijer delivery?
Should be shipped, I think it's
random dude comes up in my garage, Just got a flannel on, some Timberlands.
Yeah, Al Borland?
He's got flannel on, some Timberlands. Like, what up? What are you doing? I didn't know it was coming. Like, my wife forgot it. Like, we got your groceries. Like, where's your sign? Even pizza delivery, you got a sign that says Jets Pizza.
They're working on it.
Wow, dude. Like, put a shirt on that says Kroger with a
should
hat.
Be happy that they're delivering it to your house. this guy's judging the fucking driver
I'll pay
now.
Pay for it.
It's okay. He's bringing you the groceries.
I'm not judging the driver. I'm judging the company.
They haven't gotten there yet, man.
Why do we
maybe
wear
they're
shirts?
Working on it.
Why do we wear shirts? You're talking about a conglomerate.
It took us a while to get shirts.
You're talking about Kroger and Meijer, dude.
They just started this delivery system.
Grocery chain. Like, you got to have a shirt on, dude. I feel weird. Like, you come in my house.
As long as you bring all my groceries.
That is a little weird.
Think about it. When you roll up. Like, the pizza guy. You know the pizza guy's here.
He's not an Uber driver. So he should have some,
right.
Like something. It is a little weird.
It's a little weird.
It's a little weird.
On that. I'm surprised. I'm just surprised from a company like that.
It's a little strange.
Like, it's Mickey Mouse. It's Mickey Mouse.
Maybe a shirt.
I'm with you. I can't go shopping with people.
I can't go shopping.
When I was in college, my roommate and I tried to do grocery shopping together. We obviously shared the same living space. I didn't like it. It just, I got to go down this aisle. Oh, well, I'm done over here. Like, I don't have to wait. My wife hates shopping with me because I'm in. I'm out. Right. I know what I got to get.
Thank you.
And I'm not going up and down.
Thank you.
She says, you're
the
not fun to
shop with. You feel me?
The reason why we ended up at Meijer's today, because we went to Home Depot. Then
Meijer.
We went to Lowe's.
Talk about clogging a lane.
Meijer.
We bought Christmas lights. We bought.
Wow. Did you go to Bed Bath & Beyond?
Some new stuff.
Yeah, it's just not enough time?
I didn't go. No. I wouldn't have made it to here. And then we're like, you know what? We need some stuff at Meijer's. Let's go to Meijer. We went to Meijer. We did our thing there. So it's a whole family day thing. It's not just
that's nice.
Pack up. Oh my God, let's go to Meijer.
Look, that could even be relaxing for you,
especially now that
I have a
baby at home. So there is a lot of delivery. There is a lot of on my way home from work, and Johnny's been doing that for a while now since he's got four kids. But I'm feeling it with three kids. It's hard for all of us to get together.
Yeah, I don't even think about it that way. I just don't think
we
I'm gonna
set
go
up
my
today
wife grocery shopping
to go get lights. Since like 2 days ago, we're like Sunday morning. We're gonna get up early. We did. And let's go buy lights. Let's go buy some new stuff. So it was like a nice family day today. And it's rare now. It's rare when you have little babies at home.
Yeah.
It's rare.
I did the same thing, but I got up early and I just went and got back before
that's
everybody
it,
got
that's
up.
I'll pick it up
my
way.
Style.
And then order the lunch meat at Randazzo's. I'll stop and get it from the gym. Boom. In and out.
We do that a lot.
I love them. I love walking up. That's the one thing I do love. Even though sometimes they're full, I just give them extra time now because they say 30, I give them an hour. To get my lunch meat.
Yeah.
And that's I get not, up there, and Sunday, you got at least 60 people waiting for their number. I'm like, why wouldn't you guys just call your order in, dude? I just grab my stuff. It's on the ice. And I go to register. These people are waiting. 27.
Because they have patience.
Can I get the mortadella sliced extra thin?
They have patience. They like to go
let me
hang
get
out.
Oven gold turkey.
You know why?
What? I didn't hear you, the old lady. Huh?